Hey, James are here. Hello, boys.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, where have you been? It's not... thank God for you coming back. That's all I can say.
Where have you been? We're glad you're back.
Yeah.
You don't put on a radio DJ voice. Often, like, we're talking casually to a DJ and then the minute they go live, it's like, hey!
That Mid-Atlantic one, isn't it?
Oh,
that,
God.
I was over... Boy. My family are Irish.
Obviously fishing for jobs in America, aren't
they? Well, I was back in Ireland and I couldn't believe it because I was driving down to see my family from Dublin down to Wexford and every radio station I went to was like, it's 28 degrees outside. And you're like, what? It doesn't even sound Irish. Where am I? So, do you know what really freaked me out when I was reading up on you? I was thinking, God, there's such a plethora of questions to ask. I don't think I ever properly interviewed you first time round. I think we had you a few times on T4, but just to perform. So I was, God, I've got so many things I can ask him. And then sort of reading some clippings and stuff recently. And one of you said in the magazine, it was like, yeah, and I was playing some tracks to my 19-year-old son. It was just a moment where I just went, who's got a 19-year-old son? Oh my God, two of them have. God, how have you got a 19-year-old son?
Well, I got arrested for it.
Oh, God. But you don't look like you have either. You look great.
He is the 19-year-old son.
I've got an older daughter than that as well. I have a granddaughter, would you believe?
Jim, you've never got a granddaughter.
I've got a granddaughter, yeah.
That's extraordinary. It just sort of... But it kind of...
19-year-old granddaughter.
He's 103.
But it kind of, when I was reading it, it kind of made me suddenly, it aged me suddenly as well, which slightly freaked me out. So when you decided to get back together, was it a Blues Brothers moment? Did you go and pick Saul up from prison and then decide to get the band back together? How did it happen? I mean, I know you're going to be asked it a million and one times, but...
When I left, I thought that was it. I thought it was finished. And then Jim and Larry rang us after about 4 years, and I was doing different things, and I just had a baby, and so I said no. And then they rang a couple of years later. And Saul had rang a few weeks before then and gone, let's put James back, but just do the obscure songs, not do any of the hits, do the more musical, adventurous songs for which we don't often get heard.
Yeah.
And, and then Larry rang and said, come on up to Manchester, and I was heading up that way, and I said, okay. For some reason, I said yes. He was on the phone for about an hour and a half. And he was very persuasive.
I've got Ben Kingsley in Sexy Beast in my ear. Are you, that's what I'm just thinking. You, when you say you're very persuasive, you're just shouting at him in a really sort of aggressive tone.
Everybody keeps referencing that film and that man to me because I'm bald and bearded and, you know.
You're not angry.
I am. No, I'm not. But I get cast as gangsters in movies and in killers.
I want to talk about that, but I want to go back to the fact that you had another kid. Is it like Larry kept calling you every time Larry called you? You had another child.
That was it.
19 years.
Yeah, Larry's voice is very as an aphrodisiac.
So you're back, and it's great. Do you know the lovely thing about you being back as well is it's all new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the first weekend, we met for about 3 days. We wrote about 30 pieces of music. And it was all about the communication and the music and communication amongst each other. If that had changed, and, you know, as long as the music was still there, we were going to make a new record and we weren't going to do old songs at all. It was a moving forward thing. Mm. And then we kind of got slightly derailed because Universal released the greatest hits.
Did you have to do any promo for that, or was that...
We did a little bit.
Yeah.
And we had a tour, you know, basically, with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we wanted to do.
Yeah, of course. Fantastic.
But it was kind of very much about that we want to move forward. We don't want this to be a thing looking backwards. It has to go forward.
I suppose,
and mildly look backwards. You know?
I suppose in a weird way, though, touring again must have been nice in that you realised what you liked about each other.
Guess. Or what you hate about
I was sort of going with the positive.
We're actually having, in some respects, I think communication and the way we're getting on is the best it's ever been, which is great. We had a rough period in the 90s for only about 3 or 4 years, but which in most bands' lifespan is a long period, but in James is like a blip in the ocean. But it's really great at the moment.
Great. Well, it's nice to have you back, boys. It really is. You're going to do Hey Ma, which is a title track from the album.
Yeah, this is like a happy protest song. It's about the consequences of Bush and Blair's response to 9/11.
But it's happy.